Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Now we're going to turn our attentions to horse racing, and we're going to say hello to Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland. Great to have you on the programme once again this week, Martin.
Thanks very much, Dave. Barry, how are you keeping?
Yeah, very well. As I was saying to you off air yesterday, I had a really enjoyable evening yesterday at Clonmel Racecourse, of course, one of the local racecourses to us here in Youghal. And it was great to see popular trainer Jimmy Mangan on the score sheet. He was certainly in fine form after no show one there, after catching the eye previous 24 hours below in Goran Park after missing the kick. So no mistakes yesterday, as I said to Jimmy.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Jimmy. No better man than Jimmy. Obviously, better known as a national hunt trainer, but very effective on the flat as well. And it was great to see him win, all right. Nice to see some crowds coming back, all right. I was at the Curragh myself last weekend, and it was very good there. Good atmosphere, nice weather as well. And I suppose today, now the announcement is 4,000 for next week's Champions Stakes at Leopardstown. And of course, then the big Champions weekend at the Curragh then as well, with another 4,000 there. 2,000 each for the stall each day. So I suppose hopefully signs are coming back that we are getting crowds back now. And from the 1st of October on, I think a lot of things return to normal. And obviously from the 22nd of October then, hopefully everything should be the way it was. And it's a great sight, I think, for everyone to see all the racing. And how much people have missed it, really. I think a lot of people actually say that. You know, and maybe it's one of those things that's been there for years that people kind of take for granted. It's only when you take it away that you realise how much you miss it. So hopefully everything will improve in the country with all the infections and that. And we can go full steam ahead for the national season that starts again in October.
Let's hope so, Martin, because look, as we've pointed out in the past race courses, you know, there's such a big fine area. Like I definitely didn't come in close contact with anyone there at the races yesterday. Like, you know, you've the world of space.
Well, you do, and that's one of the things. I think most people actually go racing, you know, they sometimes come back and say, God, why can't we have more there? There's loads of space, nobody interfering with you. And I do, like, obviously there's restrictions on the indoor stuff, there's no question about that. And I suppose that's what's causing the most problems. But yes, it seems a very, you know, healthy and very safe environment, I have to say. As if it's just gone once or twice down the last year, and any time we did go, no fears whatsoever, thank God. And I think that's the most important, of course, to make sure people are safe, and that's the most important thing, I suppose, at the moment. But hopefully, just time will tell now how things will go.
Let's hope so. We're going to turn our attentions to this weekend's action. We've just have two meetings down for decision over the course of the weekend. Both take place on Saturday. We'll start with Wexford, if that suits you, Martin. It's a 1:05 start.
Yes, indeed, and the National Hunt, of course, in Wexford, first race 1:05, as you say, and the 7 races on the card. Some interesting racing here. I think Paul Townend is slowly catching up in the jockey championship at the moment, with a good few jockeys kind of injured at the moment, Danny Mullins and Rachel Blackmore. He's got a couple of good rides tomorrow, and two in particular, certainly one in the second race, the 1:35, a horse called Down the Cellar for Edward O'Grady. Now, he runs in a handicap hurdle here off a mark of just 87. Now, he has been in very good form of late at Tremor over fences, and his mark over fences is actually 1:22, so he's very, 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 very likely in tomorrow, I have to say, and he's going to start a 31 price favourite. I suppose he's going to be hard to beat. The one danger, I think, maybe against him is a horse called Hellier's Bay at Jessica Harrington's. I've seen him run very well when second at Bellis down there about 10 days ago. Yeah, he's carrying top weight with Sean O'Keefe. And recent winner then, Berlitz Express for Philip Rothwell, must have a chance as well, with an 11-pound penalty to carry. But there's no doubt Down the Cellar looks well thrown in there in that 1:35, and he is certainly going to be very hard to beat. Later on the card then, again, Edward O'Grady has a good chance in the handicap chase at 3:55, horse called Allardyce, who certainly likes the good ground, which he's going to get at Wexford tomorrow. This one was toured at Killarney last time out. He is top claimer, Jordan Gainford, on board tomorrow, claiming £5, and he just might be good enough to win again. I think he's got a, you know, a really good each-way chance. He doesn't win that often, but he does like good ground, and the stable seems to be in good form. He'll be one there maybe to follow on the 3:55. Other races then, the 2:45, I think horse called Sweet Street, again for Paul Townend here in the Wexford Mares Maiden Hurdle. Tour de Tipperary and second at Ballinrobe recently, definitely due overdue a win over hurdles, and I think this might be her best chance. She's got a really good chance here. Bright Sunbird and Conquering Tara maybe from the Pond Owen stable would have a bit of a chance as well, but I think Paul Townend could have another winner there on a horse called Sweet Street. And the 3:20 then, the Novice Chase. Clue's Altar was a good winner at Killarney last time over Jungle Junction. He meets him slightly worse off at the weights. He's only a 4-year-old, this Clue's Altar, but he jumps very well, and I think he might just be good enough to win again for Donna Myler in that 3:20 event, rated Novice Steeplechase. Opening race, maybe a horse called Trebizond for Henry Gomhead could win there. Well, in the very last, Mark Brazel's Glenfield Castle Chase, a hat-trick of victories. He's up £14 for his last two wins, but he still might be good enough to win that 4:30 event, the very last race on the card tomorrow at Wexford.
Brilliant stuff. So some good action to look forward to at Wexford. What about Navin Martin? Anything catch the eye?
Yeah, well, you'd have to say that one of the stars of the star of the season on the flat, without a doubt, has been jockey Colin Keane. And he's on 106 winners, Barry, which is tremendous. He rode his 100 winner there last weekend. And 106, you know, fantastic total already. But he has another 20 to go to beat Joseph Ryan's record that he set there, I think, in 2015. He rode 126 winners. That was a really tremendous total. But definitely, if Colin can avoid injury and suspension, he certainly has a big chance to make. And he's got a couple of good rides tomorrow. I think he could be able to take the opening race, the 120, horse called Chestnutter for Noel Mead. This one finished a good fifth to a very good 50 Sacred Bridge in a very valuable sales race at Naas last time out. Before that was a bit unlucky when only toured at Leopardstown. Now stepping down to the 5.5 furlong trip, might be a little bit on the sharp side, but it does look a weak enough race, and I think that maybe Chestnutter should be another winner for Colin Keane in this particular event. The 150 then, the sprint handicap, might give another chance here to Dragon's Call for John Fein. Current trainer. He had a good double yesterday at Dundalk. This one's a bit frustrating. She travels really well in the bridle. Just what she actually finds after bridle is a problem. But she looked a rock solid each way bet. 15 runners there. So most bookies might pay the first four. And I certainly wouldn't put off anyone backing her. It just might get her head in front, but certainly shouldn't be out of the first three. And young Joey Sheridan takes the mount there. Good few horses with chances there. Horse called Half Hick for James McCauley would have a good chance on his last run. But I think Dragon's Call each way is the way to go there. In the 2.55 then, like the chances here of a horse called Only Spoofing for Kevin Coleman. A little bit disappointing at the Curragh last weekend, but 6 furlongs on softish ground wouldn't really have suited him. Back to 5 furlongs here where he's won before at Navan on good quick ground. I think this one will take plenty of beating. Ran very well at Epsom early on the year, finishing second in a big sprint there, but I just think Only Spoofing must have a good chance of winning that 2.25. Other races then, the 3.35, the Champions Weekend, Phillies Maiden, Climate for Jessica Hart and Shane Foley continues to send out the winners this pairing. I think Climate has a very good chance on her second at Naas last time out. Well, in the very last race, a horse called Kalanura, I think, must have a good chance for Gavin Cromwell. This one finished fourth to Dollar Value over course and distance last weekend. Now, Dollar Value runs again here off a £6 penalty, but Kalanura has been dropped £2 for finishing fourth that day. Young Robert Wearty rides it here. He's a good young claimer. This way, claims £7, and it might be a bit of value to beat Dollar Value. The other danger in this race, a horse called Jeff Kidder, again, the biker, the mount of Colin Keane, no me, trains this one. Very good horse over hurdles, looks well in on the flat, but was disappointing last time in Killarney. I might have to settle for a place tomorrow, but I think Kalanura each way in the last would be certainly worth a few euro each way. The big race of the card is actually the 3 o'clock, the most valuable event, Premier Nursery, and 3 bags full for Johnny Murtagh should go well with Jamie Powell claiming £10 off his back. But maybe Kieran Cotter speed, because he's been placed in his last two starts, including second at Navan and a couple of starts ago. He likes this fast ground. It's a very quick horse, and Declan McDonagh might be able to make all the running. And while it looks a fairly weak affair for the prize money on offer, I think speed is a good chance in that 3 o'clock race.
Brilliant stuff. And best bets of the weekend?
Yeah, I think at Wexford I definitely have to give down the seller in that 1.35. Looks terribly well handicapped. I think very hard to beat there. Also, I'd be happy enough to go along with Allardyce in that 3.55. I think it could be a bit of value there with Jordan Gainford on board. At Navan then, definitely like the chances of Only Spoofing that 2.25 race. Things should take an awful lot of being there. I'd be happy enough to go in with Callan Nura in the very last race. Just think it could be worth a bit of each way value. Did notice him running well last week, and might be worth 5 or 6 to 1 4.45 race tomorrow.
Great stuff. And any big races of note over the course of the weekend across the pond?
In Haydock, the Betfair Spring Cup Stakes is the big race tomorrow, Group 1 at 3.30. Now, unfortunately, Gustavus Weston doesn't run here for Joseph Murphy and Federer. I thought he would have had a good chance, but the ground is definitely, he wants off ground. He'll probably run next weekend in the Flying Five at the Curragh. I think the one clearly to beat here is the Ed Walker trained Starman, winner of the July Cup on fast ground, and the last time finished third in the Premier's de Geest at Deauville on softish ground. I think return to fast ground would certainly suit this lad. Now, he's only even money, but he certainly will take plenty of beating. Creative Force was fifth in the July Cup behind Starman on the second last run. The second at Goodwood last time was quite a good run, and of course he did win at the Royal Ascot meeting earlier in the year. He's got a good chance as well, but maybe at one at each way price, maybe a horse called Ad Power. He's always thereabouts in these races, likes quick ground, dubs the 6 furlong trip, and around, you know, 13-2, 7-1, maybe a good each way bet. But there's no doubt that the one to beat is certainly Starman, and for those people who like to go in at even money, he's going to be very hard to beat. There's no question about that.
Oh, it was great to hear your thoughts, Martin, and enjoy the weekend's action, and we'll talk to you again next week, please God.
Yes, indeed, and certainly looking forward to a great weekend of champion racing at Leopardstown and the Curragh, so hopefully should have less to look forward to this week.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks a million, Martin.
Thanks for that, Brian.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.